Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we will spend some time talking about our policy update. We may have done an earlier one several months ago. My guest is nodding, so we must have. We wanted to bring you up to date. We're converting our old policies to a contemporary format by the State School Boards Association. My very special guest on the program is Mark Shepherd. He juggles many hats in our office in a small school system. He's the chair of the policy process, in charge of facility use contracts, district-wide athletic trainer, athletic director, works with law enforcement and safety. Might approve some fundraising requests. Is there anything else you did not do?
Drug testing.
That'd be a good podcast. We can come back in a few weeks and do a drug test update.
Absolutely.
But welcome to the program, Mr. Shepherd.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Okay, let's just start with, I'm sorry, listeners, I got off track there. We are shifting from our old format to the State School Boards Association process. And can you tell us about, you know, why we're doing that?
Well, first of all, it gives us a good opportunity to revise our policies and get them current with state law and with the North Carolina School Board policies. And so we get our directives from two different sources. And going through this process, we'll have fresh eyes on every one of our policies according to those regulations and laws.
Okay. So it's just bringing us up to speed. I can remember I was probably the first chair of the policy committee back in the early 90s. And it was pretty primitive back then, legal we think, but pretty primitive. And this is state-of-the-art 21st century stuff. So this is quite a process. It's pretty, looks like it's going to take a while. Can you just explain the main components of what we're doing, you know, how we're converting and what that looks like?
Okay, we're going from our old system, which was categorized into six different groups of policies with about 150 total policies. And now we're going to be moving to a system that has nine series, starting with the 1,000 through the 9,000 series of policies, grouped a little bit differently, that will have a total of about 300 policies when we finish.
And it sounds like more, but really it's going to be easier to read because a lot of the big, long 20-page ones will be broken into several sections. It'll be easier for people to see and understand.
Yes, sir. For example, our current SA1, which is our main student discipline policy, is a very lengthy policy covering many, many different aspects of student discipline at many different grade levels. And and the new system, that will end up being more like 8 or 10 policies.
Right, and should be. It'd be easier to go and look for just that one area.
Exactly.
So break down the categories for us and just tell us what, when we get it finished, what that's going to look like. There'll be, you know, each series has certain things in it.
Okay, the series begin with the governing principles, which, you know, just kind of set up your school system and its authority to be your local education authority in your county. The second one is board operations, which covers things like board elections, the powers of the board, how the chairman is chosen.
Filling vacancies, things like that.
Exactly, yeah. Those things. The 3000s are the educational program, dealing with curriculum, choosing the educational systems that you'll use to put in place for your kids. The 4000 series are students. Those deal with discipline and, you know, welfare of the students. The 5000s, which we're up to right now, are the community relationship policies. And they deal with things like us renting our facilities to the public, how we interact with the public as a school system. And then we still have the 6000 support services, 7000 personnel, 8000 our fiscal, you know, financial management policies, and the 9000s, which are our facility policies.
Okay. And again, that sounds like a lot, but by breaking them into nine categories, currently we have five, it'll be easier to target a particular topic. You know, if we're talking about something that's going on with the board, then we'll go to the 2000s.
Right.
We'll know exactly where that is.
Exactly.
Or the, is it a financial, fiscal matter? And I think you said that was 7,000 or 8,000.
8,000.
We'll know right to go to that particular location. So it's a pretty lengthy process. How far along in the process are we?
Well, we We have gone through the 4,000 series and Monday night's board meeting, which...
On June the 8th.
On June the 8th, we will present the 5,000 series for first reading.
Right.
And what happens as we get these policies, we're working with an attorney at the School Board Association who has been assigned to us, and he takes their model policies and also merges them with our local policies. So we really get a custom process.
Right.
Where they put our local flavor into their custom policies and sends those to us, and we start to read those. We send them out to the different stakeholders in the school system who need to have input on those, and we get as much feedback as we possibly can, and we get those tweaked and get those before the board for first reading. They also send us a correlation chart, which tells us how these fit into our old policies.
Mm-hmm.
They give us highlights of things we really need to pay attention to, things that will make a big difference in how we do business, and we appreciate those alerts. And, you know, then after they go to the board for first reading, the next month they come up for approval 30 days later.
Right. And so it's a pretty long process, but it's linear in that there are steps there and we know what's going on. And I'm glad you talked about stakeholders. We still have a policy committee that meets pretty frequently. And they're highly engaged in the review of the policies that are being transitioned.
Yes, sir. We meet once a month, and we have people from central office. We try to include people from all the way from the school board to each of our different levels of school, elementary, middle, and high. We try to engage, you know, teachers, administrators in that conversation, and we really get a lot of good feedback from it.
Okay. Well, as we move toward the end of the program here, we've got a couple more minutes left. I want to talk about some of the real advantages that we believe we will see when we finally finish in a year or so.
Okay. So one of the first ones you've already mentioned is just the organization structure is going to be easier to find what you're looking for in. It will also be searchable. You know, you can type in a keyword like drug testing or student discipline or financial matters, and those, it'll take you exactly to the policies you're looking for.
And that searchability, will that be by anyone?
That will be by anyone when you access the main Haywood County Schools website.
Yeah, that'll personally will save me some time, and I know you too, because I get calls all the time from just people in the community, and they want to know, well, what is the policy on X?
Absolutely.
And sometimes I just say, well, there's not a policy. That's a decision the principal makes or a superintendent makes, or I can tell them a policy number. So with searchability, that'll be real nice. I can just point them to the website and they can search to their heart's content, and they'll be really up to speed on it.
Another big advantage will be that our regular updates that we receive, you know, as part of the North Carolina School Boards Association, we receive fall and spring updates based on, you know, legislative action in Raleigh as the school board, the state school board, and the General Assembly makes changes to the laws and policies. The School Boards Association updates those policies and sends us regular updates twice a year. Those updates will seamlessly fit into our new system,
mm-hmm.
keeping ourselves current and up to date a much more streamlined process.
Much more streamlined. Well, I appreciate your work on the policies and all the other things that you do in Haywood County Schools, and appreciate you being on the show today.
Thank you.
As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report, and as always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.